bodies that you pass around. Yeah, they're all old riverbeds, and they're called recycles. Mm-hmm. Fresh water in them, part of the time.
What about something that what different kinds of streams are there around here?
Well, just the river. Mm-hmm. And these recyclers that are carry water when... You see, in the early days, these recyclers would fill up with overflow from the river when the river would, didn't have levees and hold the water back. Mm-hmm. And everything in the country, would, the lowland would all get flooded. Mm-hmm. And then it would grow grass because through the flood there would be new soil would come in. But since they've built the levees and all, and now they've got the recyclers pretty well controlled, well, we don't have either that or drainage ditches are the only moving water that we have in this country.
What are some of the names of some of the streams around here?
Well, like you mean the Recycle de la Palma, mm-hmm. and Recycle de la Guerra, Los Fresnos Recycle, the Cuates Recycle, the Puente, Puente Guadalupe Recycle.
Mm-hmm. What about the name
Arroyo?
Arroyo? Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Arroyo is a natural drain. It's cut a natural drain. That's like, did you see the big bridge where you cross between here and Arlington, between San Luis and Arlington?
No, I didn't go that way.
Well, how'd you come?
I came
down from up here. And how'd you come into the valley? Through Edinburgh?
Yeah.
And from Edinburgh, where'd you go, to McAllen?
No, I came in straight to there. I guess I did go through.
Yeah, if you came between San Manito and Arlington, you passed the Arroyo. It says Arroyo, A-R-R-O-Y-O, Colorado. Mm-hmm. And it's the stream that's cut, like I tell you, like the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm. How would you translate Arroyo if you were going to just translate it in one word?
Well, the only translation for the word arroyo would be water outlet, because that was an original water outlet for the river, mm-hmm. just like these other recyclers are, but the recyclers never cut deep, and this one cut deep. At some places, its walls are 40, 50 feet deep.
Mm-hmm. What else have you heard about being smaller than a river?
A stream, a creek.
There are no creeks around?
No.
Say if a small rise in land would be called a
hill.
Any other name for that?
Well, a high one would be a mountain.
Mm-hmm. And to open the door, you take hold of the door?
Knob.
Do you ever use the word knob talking about land?
Knobby land?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, not down here. I never heard it. No.
Mm-hmm. What about the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp?
It's a cliff.
Okay. And talking about several of those, you'd be talking about several
cliffs.
And a place up in the mountains, a low, not the valley now, but still up in the mountains.
A canyon.
Mm-hmm. What about a low place between the mountains?
A valley.
Mm-hmm. And gunfighters on television, for every man that they've killed, they've cut a little
notch on the gun.
And if you had some water that was flowing along and suddenly dropped off and went on over,
you fall.
And a place where boats stop and where freight's unloaded.
Da.
And say if you have a heavy rain in the water running down a hill is cut a little
ditch.